machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
In this age of rapid acceleration, it seems as if time itself is compressing, speeding up as it were. So much has been revealed in this age of unveiling and not much remains hidden anymore. Everything seems so surreal as one display of madness after another takes center stage in this three-ring circus, this comedic tragedy that we courageously and laughingly call reality. The illusion is unraveling quickly and we can clearly witness psychotic breaks occurring within large numbers of people. It's extremely difficult, if not impossible, for many people to admit to themselves that they have been hoodwinked to such an extensive degree. They cannot handle it, and the ego strives to maintain its position of dominance in the face of the lie that is being exposed, and so the mind shatters. Fear is the catalyst of this mass psychosis. The lunatic ringleaders of this macabre freak show can no longer hide in this time of revealing, so they are pulling out all the stops. In the end, their hubris will be their undoing. They have shifted gears and accelerated their agenda as we plunge headlong into total collapse. You can call that fear-mongering all you like, but it happens to be the stark reality that we now face. People act so surprised, so taken aback, in absolute unawareness that this has happened before. They know nothing of history, let alone what moves all around them, and therefore, they are caught off guard. Throughout the ages, civilizations rise, experience growth and innovation, they flourish, and then they decline, degenerate into tyranny, and they fall. Take a good look all around you. Where do you suppose we are in this repeating cycle? A system that is built on lies, corruption, lawlessness, greed, and injustice cannot sustain. It is bound to collapse. Consciousness that is not in alignment with universal law and objective morality will always breed nothing but misery and suffering, over and over again, until we get the lesson. It's unfortunate that the vast majority will choose comfort and the illusion of safety over freedom and self-determination. In their utterly delusional and numbed-out state of consciousness, they will look to the very enslavers, their representatives, to lead them to freedom, and they never seem to understand that their behavior or failure to take action comes with consequences. The relinquishing of personal power and self-responsibility to anything external only brings calamity and ruin, and it always will. It simply cannot be otherwise. When this is realized, then the door is open to advancement and progression, and not until. I've heard people complain about paying huge chunks of their wages in taxes, and within the same conversation claim that we need government. You may as well say, we need slavery, because those words mean the same thing. The contradiction and doublethink that is present in so many people is astounding and bewildering to me. Taxation is the theft of labor which is extorted and spent to further enslave you, but we need the ones doing it to continue stealing from us? Where is the logic in that? Yes, we need thieves and murderers. We need guidance from criminal misleaders. That mindset encapsulates the mentality of a willing slave, and they cannot even see their own internal divide, let alone begin the process of inner reconciliation, and therefore they can never be free. Sadly, these concepts are alien to them, and their psyches are devoid of the ability to even begin to conceptualize these ideas. Many of them are bound by materialism, even within this collapsing system, and they strive to obtain from the external what they lack from the internal, and this will forever be their undoing. Spirit is not with them, it is absent, and it is a sad situation to witness. I couldn't imagine being within that mindset, that inner void. The navigator is not present, and the ship is heading towards the rocks. Thomas Jefferson once said, "Timid men prefer the calm of despotism to the boisterous sea of liberty." Sadly, this has remained true through the ages, and we have a nation filled up wall to wall with timid men with no spine and no balls. Jefferson also said, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." What a shame that so few these days have that attitude and instead accept tyranny and open criminality if they are promised a few trinkets or a false sense of security. Reality is about to slam them upside the head, big time. They misplaced their faith into man's law instead of universal natural law, and we are about to bear witness to the calamity that happens when large numbers of people do this collectively. Strap in. The deep level of mass hypnosis is truly staggering. It's gotten to the point where the willing servants of the dark elite can come right before the cameras and in a mocking demeanor tell people straight up what they are going to do. And still, the hypnotized mind, ensnared from a lifetime of bombardment with dark sorcery, rejects it in order to maintain a false sense of security within their reality bubble. The dark ones can claim that they told the people what they were going to do and they accepted it and they would be right. The truth is often very ugly and painful to face, so the average mind will go into a deep level of cognitive dissonance and complete denial when it presents itself as it is now in this age. However, rejecting what is true and what is so out of fear will not make it untrue. In my view, people who deny the truth that is plainly visible do not truly know who they are. They exist within a prison of ego illusions, separated from the true self. Perhaps the cataclysm that is soon to unfold will shake them up to the point of awakening, but who knows? The spell is so intense for some that they will remain in a trance to the very end. Maybe they have to repeat the cycle until they can obtain an awareness of absolute balance within the spirit. Perhaps some of us have completed the cycle of incarnational experience in the Earth game and are ready to move on. Perhaps releasing our attachments to this brief and transient physical experience is a step in the right direction. The evidence is all around us that collapse is imminent. It is plainly obvious, and yet so many still cannot see it or refuse to acknowledge the situation. We are witnessing droves of people becoming ill and dying from the gene-modifying poison they have willingly been injected with because they didn't want to be inconvenienced or they were coerced and in fear of losing their employment.
They can still kill you.
Now, Troll Fauci has crawled out from under his slimy rock and is talking about future outbreaks and lockdowns.
Surprise outbreak. Surprise outbreak. Surprise outbreak.
Curiously, many of those who have fallen for the scam will not admit to themselves that they've been conned and will still believe everything that is spewed from the personal hypnotist, you know, the flat-screen sorcerer hanging on the wall in their living room.
Television!
The global supply chain is rapidly breaking down, and again, this is blatantly obvious. We are witnessing hyperinflation and rising fuel prices, and yet the sleepers still think that the grocery stores will always be fully stocked with affordable items. They cannot wrap their minds around the fact that this implosion is engineered. It simply does not compute in their minds. Perhaps when they have to pay $100 for 10 gallons of gasoline or $30 for a carton of eggs, they will begin to awaken, but probably not. Most likely, they will just piss and moan and take the shaft, believing that things will just magically fix themselves and they will complain about being inconvenienced, but do nothing to prevent the rape of the country they were born in. Even a lamb or a cow is aware when they are about to be slaughtered, and they fight down to their last breath. That bolt gun is now pointed at the head of humanity, and karma can be a real bitch. Currently, there is a massive culling of poultry in the United States. Chickens and turkeys are being slaughtered in droves all over the country due to a bird flu outbreak, or so we are told. I've also noticed that since the summer of 2021, there have been massive recalls of all kinds of food products, usually due to concerns of listeria. Yeah, right. What a coincidence, huh? Just about every day, for months, I read articles on yet another food recall of all kinds of items. What is happening is manufactured famine. This is nothing new. It's happened before in history. The Bolsheviks confiscated grain and farmland with the deliberate intention to starve the Russian people to death in the early 20th century. As just one example, history repeats. I've been gently suggesting to people since the start of the pandemic to consider stocking up on canned goods and supplies, and some of the comments I've received have been completely retarded. It's unbelievable what comes out of the mouths of the psychologically and spiritually infantilized. It would be entertaining if it weren't so tragic. For the last year or more, we have been hearing about a coming cyber attack, and the predictive programming in the media has been relentless. Just recently, it was announced that a cyber attack is coming and that Russia will be responsible for it. It's amazing. These people must be clairvoyant or something. They are preparing the gullible for the next phase of the agenda, and the ones who already hate Russians because the TV told them to will lap up all the lies and swallow the BS without a thought. They don't know how to think critically. Often, you are considered the crazy one because you do think independently. Everything is backwards and contorted, and if you can see it, if the curtain has been pulled away from your third eye, then you really ought to congratulate yourself. Seriously, rejoice because we are on the winning team here. Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, has stated publicly that a, quote, cyber pandemic would be more devastating than COVID.
A world war.
Well, of course it would, or rather, it will. The consortium is eventually going to collapse the global financial system to usher in their digital cashless society and social credit score system. I don't think it will be much longer because, again, they have been preparing the public mind for this scenario for quite some time, and they always do what they say they are going to do. Nothing is hidden. It's all out in the open now. Russia's largest exports are phosphorus chemicals, which are used in the production of fertilizers which are needed to produce crops. With the current sanctions in place, it is going to get more and more expensive for farmers to produce food, which will drive up prices further and cause even more shortages. Recently, the Biden administration has announced sanctions against China as well, and the U.S. gets most of its imports from that country, so we will see shortages of all sorts of things, including auto parts, medical supplies, textiles, you name it.
Come on, man.
You could say that what is occurring is a massive asset-seizing operation conducted by the billionaire ruling class oligarchs. They will grow even wealthier on your destitution, and this collapse will make the Great Depression seem like a walk in the park. The US dollar is also on its way out as the world's reserve currency, which will just add more fuel to the fire. When I suggest preparing for the upcoming upheaval, I don't mean just food and supplies, but also to prepare mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for this shakeup. Ignoring a situation does not make it go away, but those who do not realize that they have been subjected to a lifetime of behavioral psychology cannot see what is happening all around them and remain imprisoned by their own illusions. I've been called a fearmonger and a doom and gloom pusher, but I'm only trying to warn people. If you know what is coming, you could prepare for it. Actually, this could be quite an opportunity for us to finally come together and create something new based on unity, compassion, care, kindness, harmony, love, and abundance. If you begin to stock up, you know, plant a garden, get supplies, etc., do it from a place of practicality, not fear. I suggest striking a balance between being informed and prepared and enjoying your life as much as possible. Take the time to appreciate the beauty all around you and give thanks for your blessings. Understand what human rights are and align your consciousness with universal law. The creatures that have perpetrated this horror show need to be brought to justice. However, in a nation of timid men, I suppose that remains to be seen. Don't lose heart. Stay strong and courageous. Walk in peace.
Surprise outbreak. Surprise outbreak.
Television. World war.
Come on, man.
They can still kill you.